this whole thing started. Here comes the hits, the bangs, the blocks, and the spikes. Cause all my rowdy friends are getting psyched for Friday night. Take it away, boys, let the football fly.
The Friday night lights are bright at the corner of Constitution and Cherry Road here in Football City, USA, where tonight the Northwestern Trojans entertain the Rock Hill Bearcats in the 61st edition of the original rivalry. Good evening, high atop District 3 Stadium. My name is Chris Miller, along with the Dean, Gene Knight, getting you set for the Trojans and the Bearcats. And Gene, it doesn't get any bigger. There is a region championship on the line. A lot of things that come with that. That is a bye in the first round of the playoffs. That's a guaranteed home game for up to two rounds in the playoffs, and for Northwestern, the city championship trophy and that potential overall number one seed hangs in the balance for them.
It's called the original rivalry for a reason. I mean, there's no doubt about it. This is one of the biggest games in the state of South Carolina, and really, truly, Chris, you can take the record books and throw them completely out the window tonight as these two teams will get underway, and I mean, it's good old-fashioned hate for about 2.5 hours.
You know, we've spent so much time talking about this game and the details. Of course, we talked about in the red zone. We talked about during high school football tonight. Clearly, Northwestern, the favorite team coming into this. They come in with a number 26 national ranking. That is a nationwide ranking. Consensus number two team in the state, second only Dutch Fork. Of course, Dutch Fork is in 5A Division I. So Northwestern, that tells you they're the team to beat in 5A Division II. They've mowed everybody down along the way. However, Rock Hill's playing some great football themselves. They've got four consecutive wins in the region. They sit 4-0, just like Northwestern in region play.
Absolutely, and I would add that Dutch Fork came to yeah. Rock Hill during the WRHI kickoff and lost 15-14 to this Northwestern team. So a good argument for really who is number one in the state of South Carolina.
Well, I will, you know, there's statewide polls every week, and Northwestern keeps getting that one first-place vote. That's yours truly, and I do that simply because when they faced off, Northwestern beat them. I know it was a preseason game, but that's the only thing we will have this season to compare the two. So
yeah, I'm voting for Gaffney right now. So I'm just kidding.
We'll see about that.
Yeah, I understand, and that very well could come to fruition as things lay out the way they do. But again, you got to play here, and you got to play tonight, and you got to win tonight. As one of the famous coaches says, you know, one play at a time, one quarter at a time. That's the way you got to take it in this type of a game. Rock Hill has a lot on the line as well. If they were able to win tonight, they could possibly, like you said, upset, win the region with a win over Catawba Ridge next week. If Rock Hill loses tonight, there is a big game here next week for Rock Hill. They're going to be taking on the Copperheads, and that will be a big game, more than likely, for second place in this region. You know, when we started the season out, we kind of thought it was going to be Clover to be one of the teams that would be battling it out for the championship. And as we talked about it the other night, and as we talked about tonight, I don't think we really penciled this in as a big game as far as the region championship was concerned.
No, I think a lot of people had Northwestern and Clover circle to play for a region championship just a few weeks ago. We come back, we'll have the kickoff. The opening toss happening now, we'll have the kickoff between Northwestern, Rock Hill, the 61st edition of the original rivalry. You're listening to High School Football, the OTS Sports Network.
Here is Lee and Monica, owners of Rock Hill Automotive.
We're here to take care of your car and take care of you, whatever you need. I was taught at an early age to do things right the first time, and if you do make a mistake, you make it right.
At Rock Hill Automotive, you truly are family.
Rock Hill Automotive, they keep Rock Hill rolling.
I love Winthrop. I'm so glad that I chose to come here.
Winthrop University is a vibrant campus and a vibrant community. This is Edward Cernat, president of Winthrop University. From championship athletics, cultural enrichment events, and active student life, Winthrop University is a campus that is alive with activity.
And so, like, Winthrop gives me that opportunity to just, like, spread my wings, to just do stuff and, like, be involved in a lot of things and get to know a lot of people and make connections.
See for yourself what sets Winthrop apart. Visit us online to schedule a campus tour and complete your application for admission for free at winthrop.edu.
The YMCA of Upper Palmetto has a story to tell.
I've been a member of the Y for over 30 years. It's wonderful, and it's kept me going.
Your story begins today. Go to ymcaup.org.
Do it. You won't regret it.
Rock Hill Coca-Cola has supported high school sports for over a century. And at the same time, Coca-Cola has quenched the taste buds of fans throughout your county. Whether you're listening on the radio or attending a game in person, grab an ice cold Coca-Cola today and enjoy.
May I have your attention, please?
KFC now has brand new original recipe tenders. And wait for it, they're double breaded. That's right, original recipe tenders at KFC. It's the crunch you crave with the iconic original recipe you love. For just $5, get a 3-piece original recipe tenders with an individual fry and 2 dipping sauces. Try our brand new comeback dipping sauce, a zesty, peppery southern style sauce that combines mayonnaise, ketchup, and other savory flavors for a taste you'll come back for. It's the all new original recipe tenders at your local KFC.
J.C. Brightmare presents the Haunted Car Wash on October 30th and 31st. If your car needs some care and you need a scare, then come by between 7:30 p.m. till 10 p.m. to Cherry Road Wash and Lube. They'll have some howling good hot dogs available on site, too. Come if you dare.
That sound you hear is the home-standing Northwestern Trojans taking the field, sporting an 8-0 record, 4-0 in region play, a number 26 national ranking. Northwestern, led by head coach Paige Wofford. It's the Rock Hill Bearcats in the stadium. We don't say in town because they're in town. This is the home stadium for both squads. Rock Hill is the visiting team. They're separated. They just got to walk across the field, basically, is where you are, Gene.
Yeah, no doubt about it. It's an absolute great game here tonight. Good crowd on hand, no doubt whatsoever. We have seen it before, Chris, people hanging from the trees, literally, over on Cherry Road. But it's nice to have a good crowd here tonight. I know South Point's in town tonight, so a little bit of split probably for some people. But you still got time to come on out. You can still come on out and enjoy a great game. We haven't gotten underway yet, so come on out. See Northwestern Rock Hill in all of its pageantry.
So we just learned prior to kickoff that Northwestern's Cameron Vance, their leading wide receiver, will not play tonight due to an injury. So he is actually not in uniform. That means C.J. Broughton will get the start in the slot receiver position. Big congratulations to C.J. committing to UNC Pembroke this week to play wide receiver. So a big opportunity for him in that slot receiver position that typically catches a lot of balls in this offense. Northwestern will be in their purple jerseys, their gold pants, and they wear the gold pants because those are championship gold pants. When there's a championship on the line, they wear the gold pants. They are out tonight. Anyway, again, the WRHI City Championship and the Region Championship on the line. To kick the ball away for the Rock Hill Bearcats, Wesley Chitwood will do the honors. Back deep for Northwestern is Jonathan Spurgeon. Chitwood approaches the football. End over and kick going to be taken by Spurgeon back at the 2. Spurgeon at the 10 to the 15. Spurgeon looks for a seam. Spurgeon finds one, gets to the outside. Jonathan Spurgeon to the 35, make it the 37. And I think that was Chitwood who got him. And it was interesting that Chitwood makes the tackle. No, excuse me, check that. Chitwood's back here.
Yeah, Josiah Moore is the guy who made the tackle. But it's 32, 36. I got you. Go ahead.
Well, one of the things that Coach Paige Wofford said in his interview, he said Chitwood is like the leading tackler of kickers in the entire nation, he thinks. And talked to Coach Birch, he said, well, I don't know, that's a good thing. If our
exactly, yeah. If the kicker's making tackles, that's not really a great thing, no.
So, Finley Polk on senior night, the 3-year starter, brings his team out. Zymir Gordon-Miles beside him in the backfield. Polk comes set, checks the sideline, trips near us, takes the snap, gives it off to, no, sits back in the pocket as all day. Interesting defense the Bearcats come out with immediately here is they dropped 9 into coverage. And Northwestern, actually, I think they're going to get a legal man in the backfield. So that is something new that Coach Birch threw out here real quick, dropped 9 there. So let's see if Northwestern dials up the running game here after that one.
Yeah, Nigel Leitner made the tackle that time. He's one of the guys who was able to come back. And I'm like you, I was extremely confused by the whole situation there.
9 players dropped immediately, and Finley Polk kind of held, was like, what is this? So, it's a 5-yard penalty. The Bearcats will accept it. It was an illegal man downfield. So now it is a first and 15 for Polk. Goes shotgun, sits back in the pocket, throws the pass complete to Jaden Nichols. Nichols breaks one tackle, but not a second. Finally brought down by a couple Bearcats. Leading the way on the tackle for Rock Hill was KT Gill-McDonald, the linebacker, after a gain of four, brings up a second and 11.
Yeah, along with number 22, Colvin Thompson on the tackle as well.
So second 11 Trojans. Going to have Knox and Broughton near us. It'll be Nichols and Caldwell to the top side of the field. Snap it out. It's a keeper by Polk. He dumps it out. C.J. Broughton's loose. Broughton across the 50. Broughton the whole way up to the 45-yard line. Cute little play by Northwestern. A little RPO action. Polk probably could have ran it for the first down, but smartly threw it off to Broughton, who got a gain of 20.
Yeah, they got everybody going left, and then Polk went right. And like you said, he had a clear path downfield, but Broughton was wide open.
Quick screen pass to the outside. It's in the hands of Daniel Caldwell. Caldwell with his first catch of the night gets it up to 36, and Northwestern on the move now. And a second one call down across the 40 to the 36 of the Bearcats.
Zion King on the tackle for Rock Hill.
Northwestern going to go two back set as Nigel Smith enters the game. They'll split the quarterback, Finley Polk, two receivers near us. Joseph in the slot, Knox on the outside. Now Gordon Miles and Nigel Smith will switch positions in the backfield. Gordon Miles' first carry of the night's a big one. Zymer bounces it across the 30 to the 26. Give him a gain of 11, another Trojan first.
Well, it's KT Gill-McDonald on the tackle, but I was wondering when we were going to see the run game because Rock Hill plays a three-man off defensive front, and you got five guys blocking, and as good five guys as those guys are for Northwestern, you got to see the run game here tonight.
10:24 to go in the first. No score. Polk to throw the football back in the pocket. Finley's got all day and then some. Dumps it out and it's nearly picked off.
Good coverage. A.J. Sanders on the far side.
And just, again, clearly Rock Hill is going to drop into coverage. We saw Catawba Ridge do this. They had some early success. Northwestern then adjusted to the tune of 57 points in that game. So we'll be interested to see how does Northwestern handle that. Rock Hill showing, look, we're not going to bring any pressure. We're going to drop everybody into coverage.
Yeah, I think what you're going to get is you're going to see some man-to-man and you're going to see some zone, and what Finley Polk's going to have to figure out what's going on.
Polk sits back in the pocket. Finley all day. Finley's just going to take off and run, and he has a huge amount. And he slides down at the 17-yard line. But, again, just a three-man rush, five-man blocking. That's 8-9 yards every time.
Absolutely. And Rock Hill just dropped everybody. And, again, that's what I'm saying. They're gonna show zone sometimes. They're going to show man-to-man. That time they showed man-to-man.
It's a third and a yard. Split backs of Smith and Gordon Miles. Now Gordon Miles will line up to the left side of Finley. Smith to his right. Snap it out. It's a give to Gordon Miles. Gordon Miles have the first down. More Zamir. Gordon Miles bounces to the outside down to the 5-yard line. They say he went down to the 6, so a gain of 12 and a Trojan first and goal from the 6-yard line.
Raycron Stratford on the tackle that time. He's the safety, and when your safety's making tackles on running plays, not a good thing up front for Rock Hill.
First and goal, Trojans. Polk in the gun. Snap it out. It's a give to Nigel Smith, who breaks it. Nigel Smith into the end zone. Touchdown, Northwestern Trojans. Nigel Smith, his first carry of the night, goes in from 6 yards out. And the Trojans make it 6-0, 9:32 to go in the first.
Give a lot of credit to the left side of that line, Chris. They just blew everybody off the ball. I'm talking about 5-6 yards off the ball into the end zone where a couple of guys were blocked.
Northwestern lines up in that water bucket. Now they get back into the normal. They've done that. They line up that every time. 4 out of 5 tries this year, they've converted two-point conversions on that.
Unbelievable.
But it's just if the defense gives them a certain look, they always go for two. Fish on to attempt the extra point. Polk to hold. Kick is up. And it's true. 7-0 Trojans lead at 9:32 going the first. High school football, OTS Sports Network.
Ready for a win-win? For a limited time, upgrade your ride for less and score a chance to win the ultimate football experience. That's right. From now until October 31st, apply for an auto loan at a reduced rate with Founders Federal Credit Union, and you're automatically entered to win 4 tickets to the Clemson versus USC game in Death Valley on November 30th, an exclusive Death Valley experience and a Founders tailgate package. Stop by a Founders office or apply online today. Visit foundersfcu.com/auto to learn more. Terms and conditions apply. No purchase necessary. Membership qualification required.
The Google reviews are in at Ideal Imports West.
They made buying a car such a pleasure, but recommended these guys to everyone. Guest Car Place, I had a wonderful experience, and I purchased a vehicle.
Ideal Imports West with a 4.7 Google review. Call 366-2890.
Is your child struggling in school? Do you know a student 16 to 19 years of age who has dropped out, lacks discipline, or is on a destructive path? Then give the Will Lou Gray Opportunity School a try. The military-style school provides an alternative education to young adults in need of a second chance by offering academic instruction by state-certified teachers and job-based training. Students live on campus during the 14-week program, which is virtually free. For more information, contact 803-896-6480 or at willlewgray.org.
The original rivalry, Rock Hill Northwestern. I'm Gene Knight along with Chris Miller. Welcome back. 9:32 to go in the first quarter. Northwestern with a patient drive, just put 7 points on the board, and Rock Hill's turn as Matthew Fish just kicked it almost out of the end zone into the parking lot.
And you know, it's interesting talking to opposing coaches. That was one of the things Jason McManus pointed out. He said, when you have a kicker who can do that, it's almost impossible to score on this team. He said, because you got to go 80 yards every time.
Lovely placed on the far hash. Kaysen Knupp, the quarterback for Rock Hill. He's got Jackson in the backfield with him. Takes the snap, back to throw, pressure off the edge. Now steps up. Knupp's going to take off at the 20. Gets a couple of yards as he dives forward. Ball came loose, but the ground calls a fumble, so it'll be second down and 8 for Rock Hill.
And we saw immediately, Gene, the pressure from Northwestern. Knupp smartly stepped up, was able to escape for a couple of yards, but he had Dimitri Putnam breathing down his throat. I mean, he didn't even get back in his step, and Dimitri Putnam was there.
Rock Hill does have Colby Grabowski, the H-back. He's in there as an extra blocking back. Jackson in the backfield along with Knupp. Ball on the far side hash. Second down 8. Handoff to Jackson. Jackson bounces off a tackler at the 5 up to the 6-yard line. So a nice gain on the play. It'll be third down and 4 for Rock Hill.
Senior Will Massey, they're making the stop. You know, we talk a lot about these front four for Northwestern. Will Massey is just like the fifth member because he will, on blitzing plays, he will just go in and smash the center back into the quarterback and allows for Greer and Putnam to really crash in from their edges to get quarterback sacks.
Three wideouts to the far side of the field. Ball in the middle of the field. Rock Hill moving left to right, headed towards Constitution Boulevard. Back to throw. Knupp across the middle. Got his man at the 31-yard line. That's a first down for the Rock Hill Bearcats. I think it was number 18, Max Sharp, on the reception. And that'll be first and 10 for Rock Hill at their 34.
Good play by Max Sharp. He saw the zone, went and sat down about 2 or 3 yards past the first down marker. Knupp had a little bit of zip on it. He was able to bring it in for an easy first down. That's a big first for the Bearcats. Third down and 4, you want to kind of calm things down. You're down 7-0. Get that first down and let it kind of build from there.
Rock Hill with a bunch formation to the right of Knupp. He's going to go reverse. No, yeah. I'm sorry. He handed off it in the middle. Faked me off. Out, and it was right up the middle. Nothing there. It'll be second down and 10 for Rock Hill.
Yeah, it was a lot of window dressing there, putting a man in motion. They had E.J. Ratley, the talented wide receiver, coming on the outside. Northwestern did not bite. So we'll see if the Bearcats go back to that later, right? You showed that, so maybe you go back to it and give it to Ratley next time.
He did get a touchdown on it against Indianland. Again, ball in the middle of the field, second down and 10. Knupp calls for it. Going to take it. Two-step drop across the middle. Got a man at the 40-yard line. That's Malik Clark. Clark making people miss, and he's up to the 48-yard line. And another first down for the Rock Hill Bearcats.
I'll tell you something to keep an eye on is we saw right there Tamarian Watkins bit on that. He was kind of playing that hybrid linebacker slash defensive back position. He just missed picking it off.
Two wideouts to the far side of the field. Lone wideout to the near side is Clark. Give it off to Jackson. Jackson going to keep it over the left side. Dives down to the 46-yard line of the Trojans, and we'll make a second down and 4.
High school football is brought to you by Rock Hill Coca-Cola Bottling Company, supporting York County sports since 1906, and Cardell Collision. We fix hail damage. Black Street in Rock Hill.
Bearcats on the drive here. They trail 7-0, 6:45. They're in Trojan territory at the Northwestern 46.
Rock Hill trying to move Malik Clark around, trying to find a position where he can really take advantage of the mismatch he offers.
Jackson in the backfield. Knupp back to look. Goes to the short man on the far side, and I don't mean it in height, but as E.J. Ratley couldn't handle it. Going to go out of bounds and complete. Second down and third down and 10 for Rock Hill.
And the reason that was hurried is because he had Mason Greer, that's again, very talented defensive end for Northwestern, breathing down his throat.
Check that, third down and 4 for Rock Hill. Bearcats were able to con- Bird on their last third down, just a little short pass across the middle. That was to Sharp. Sharp's in the game. He's in the slot to the near side. Now they'll move him, switching with Ratley, put him closer to the inside. Ball on the far side hash as Knupp looks over the defense. Sends a man in motion. Back to throw, Knupp. Quick pass, going to be caught by Stakunas, I believe it is. Max Sharp at the 40-yard line, now to the 39 of the Trojans, but that's enough for another Rock Hill first down.
Yeah, what Rock Hill's doing here, they're just finding nice soft places in the zone, getting the ball out of Knupp's hands quickly because he's getting the pressures. That's what you do. How do you mitigate pressure? Just throw the short passes. Interesting matchup I'm keeping an eye on is Malik Clark, this Gamecock commit, matched up against Joshua Singleton from Northwestern, who has a Virginia Tech offer. So two Division I athletes going at it on the outside.
Donovan Franklin in the game. He gets a handoff right up the middle and then is slung down at about the 32-yard line of the Northwestern Trojans. So that'll bring up a second down and two for Rock Hill. Three for Rock Hill.
Yeah, nice fake by Knupp there. He actually acted like he was throwing the football, so it got some Northwestern defenders going towards the receiver on that on the top side of the field.
Franklin in the backfield along with Knupp to his right. Knupp freezes, now looks to the sideline as a flag comes in from the linesman on the far side.
Pre-snap penalty, so I imagine typically if it's a pre-snap, that's going to go against the offense, and it is.
It's illegal procedure.
Yeah, that's tough, right? It's second down and two. You feel good. Now it's second down and seven. Rock Hill's done a good job so far of staying ahead of the sticks. So you really need to pick up three or four in there. You don't want to get in a third and seven or worse situation.
Yeah, they've had third and manageable both times. Out of the shotgun, Knupp with the ball in the middle of the field. They go two by two. Franklin in the backfield, going to fake it to Frank. No, gave it to Franklin, faked me out. I thought he kept it on the arc, on the zone read to the outside. And Franklin not able to get much, maybe a yard. He's at the 35, and it will be third down. And as you said, a little tough 6 yards.
Will Massey, an early candidate for that Imperial Pools and Spas defensive player of the game for Northwestern, as he just blew that one up from Jump Street. He read it perfectly. But Rock Hill's eating up some clock now, 7-0 Northwestern. We've only got 5 minutes to go in the first quarter, so a nice time-consuming drive for the Bearcats.
Jackson back in the backfield. Knupp looking outside. Cannot connect with his man. Incomplete. Looked like it was intended for Jackson, who was coming out of the backfield, so they'll bring up fourth down now and six, and Rock Hill more than likely will have to punt it away, but we'll see. They take their time, 29 seconds on the play clock.
They may go for this here, Gene. It's kind of in no man's land. I mean, you punt it from here. If you punt it in the end zone, it's basically a net gain of 15 yards.
And they are leaving the offense out there. Three wideouts to the far side of the field. That's Stakunas, along with Ratley and Watkins. Clawson comes out in motion, empty backfield now. Knupp floats it up for Clawson. Incomplete off his fingertips at the 11-yard line, and if he'd have caught it, Chris, he had 6 points.
Well, credit the Shrine Bowler, Andre Pickett, for that, because what happened is Knupp could not follow through. Pickett was in his grill. He stopped his arm early, and that's the reason the ball floated over top. So that's not something that goes down as a stat, but it's something that makes a difference. That takes 7 points off the board.
Absolutely. 4:43 left in the first quarter.
So Polk
Trojans on 7-0. Go ahead.
Polk will go shotgun. He'll roll to his right again. C.J. Broughton's there, and he is exploded upon. But a great job by C.J. of hanging on to the football. But that's, Gene, that's the second time Northwestern's run that play that converts a first down.
Raekwon Stratford on the tackle from his safety position that time.
So Northwestern already near midfield in just one play.
And Polk's going to keep it one time when they run it again.
First and 10 Trojans. Quickly a screen pass to the outside. Catch is made. It's Daniel Caldwell. Stays on his feet and kind of tight ropes down the sideline for a gain of six.
Good blocking out there by the wide receivers on that play, Chris. They did a great job of allowing Caldwell to get down that sideline unmolested until he close to picking up the first down.
Second down and three. This one Northwestern likes to take a shot. We'll see what they do here on a second down and three call. Polk sits in the pocket looking to run. C.J. brought nobody near him. Wide open out to the 35, and C.J. gets out of bounds at the 33. And it seems Rock Hill's committed to playing this soft zone, but the problem with that is what you're seeing. Northwestern has 6-7 yards every time they want it.
Sure. Underneath stuff is really going to be tough, and Rock Hill has a problem sometimes getting side to side.
So Northwestern already down to the 33 of Rock Hill. It's a keeper by Polk. Finley's in trouble, and he gets back up and gets about half a yard, but that was a busted play. I'm not sure if he was trying to hand it off, and it just kind of didn't work out, but Finley Polk smartly just eats it and says, live to play another day.
Yeah, Justice Foster was leading the charge back there, and he ended up making the tackle.
Now Northwestern emptied out with five wide receivers. Zymir Gordon-Miles will be as a wide out. Also, Broughton goes to the top side. So Nichols, Broughton, and Caldwell. Knox and Gordon-Miles near us. Three-man front for Rock Hill. They will bring three. Dumps it out. Wide open. Caldwell makes their check. That Knox makes the reception. Tadarius Knox had a big night last week. He was the Rock Hill Coca-Cola offensive player of the game. Had seven catches, 150, and two touchdowns in the win over Fort Mill.
Miles Durant with the tackle that time for Rock Hill.
So it's third down and about a yard for Northwestern. Polk goes gun. It's a little push pass in the hands of Gordon-Miles, who have the first. Still pushing Gordon-Miles down to the 18-yard line. Good aggressive run by him on a second effort. Northwestern's got the ball inside the 20 with 3 minutes to go in the first. 7-0 Trojans on top.
Yeah, it was Leitner on the tackle that time along with KT McDonald. But again, Leitner's your safety. You don't want your safety making a lot of tackles on running plays.
First and 10 from the 18. Polk goes gun. Pump fakes. Two receivers wide open. Nichols makes the catch. Jaden Nichols is hit at the one, but that was just some great pump faking by Finley Polk. He froze everybody, and he had two receivers under wide open.
He sure did. He did a good job on that play.
Polk comes up under center, takes it into the end zone. Touchdown, Northwestern Trojans. Finley Polk on the quarterback keeper. The Trojans go up 13-0, 2:43 to go in the first.
Got a flag on the play, Chris, in the end zone.
We'll see who that goes against. There was some pushing and shoving at the end of that play. This is important because if it's against Rock Hill, Northwestern will be kicking the ball off in Bearcat territory, or Northwestern go half the distance of the goal, which they may choose that and just straight up go for two if it's against the Trojans or against the Bearcats. Personal foul against Rock Hill. So a decision.
On the kickoff is what he said, I believe.
I'm going to tell you this. Watch out for an onside kick. If you're going to kick it off from the 45, I mean, why not onside kick it?
Oh, no,
I mean, because
no
you know Matthew Fish going to kick it in the end zone. I thought he might go half the distance and go for two. But nonetheless, Northwestern lines up in the water bucket. They lead it 13-0.
You put it on the 45, he'll kick it down to 901.
Another flag comes out. This one may be an illegal, maybe.
Play of game, maybe. I don't know.
Or illegal formation?
Yeah. Linesman on the far side's coming in with something, too.
Well, it's a play Northwestern's done all year. They haven't been flagged on it yet. But if it's against Rock Hill, you would go half the distance to the goal here. Or could you do five more? I don't know if you could do five more on the on the kickoff. We'll see.
Now they're going to wave it off.
Okay.
They're going to solve all of our problems.
All right.
Wave it off.
So Coach Wofford wants an explanation, say, what was the flag for then? Which, I mean, I always am of that mindset, like, okay, what did someone see that they thought was a penalty?
What did they thought they see?
So Fish on to attempt the extra point. Finley Polk will hold it. Snaps a little low. Polk gets it down nonetheless. Fish is up, and it's true. 14-0, Trojans lead. This is High School Football, OTS Sports Network.
Do you have hail damage from the recent storm? Let Cardell Collision restore your car to like-new condition. This is Mike Hargrove. We work with most insurance companies and handle the process for you. Our local team is ready to get you back on the road. Cardell Collision, 1123 East Main Street, 803-327-0967.
Somebody injures somebody else due to their negligence and they're not willing to step up and make that person whole again. We're the ones that go and make that happen.
We work together to make sure that what we're doing is understanding our client. It's very difficult to be a voice for someone that you don't know.
We don't want somebody to feel alone when they're not able to provide for their family because of an injury. We want people to know that there's somebody out there that will fight for them.
We don't want you to fight your own battles. We don't want you to go it alone. We want you to call Schiller and Hamilton because we've got you back.
Schiller and Hamilton Law Firm. Don't go it alone. 803-366-0333.
Grab your running shoes for Palmetto Women's Center's Run for Life 5K, a trail run on November 9th at Westminster Park. Early registration is only $30 through October 21st. Go the extra mile in the fight for life. Info at pwcteam.org/events.
J.C. Brightmare presents the Haunted Car Wash on October 30th and 31st. If your car needs some care and you need a scare, then come by between 7:30 p.m. till 10 p.m. to Cherry Road Wash and Lube. They'll have some howling good hot dogs available on site, too. Come if you dare.
Onside kick by the Northwestern Trojans surprises the Rock Hill Bearcats, and it's the Trojans' first and 10 at the Bearcat 29-yard line. Here's the voice of the Trojans, Chris Miller.
Yeah, I don't know how that surprised them. I mean, because here's the thing. Northwestern chose to go 15 yards. You know Fish kicks in the end zone every time. Why would Northwestern do that just to kick in the end zone? It's stunning that surprised them, because you're right, they were shocked. Polk with a football, takes it out, gives it off to Zymir Gordon-Miles, who runs it right up the middle for a gain of 24. But, you know, we called that in the booth, right? We said, here comes the onside kick, and Rock Hill just did not expect it the slightest.
Didn't have the good hands team out there, no doubt about it.
And not only that, but they were in a regular kick formation. There was only three men up close, so Northwestern had them lined up like they wanted. So second down and five now, Northwestern, opportunity to really take control of this game. Polk sits in the pocket. Wide open catch is made. C.J. Broughton, who's having a night. In for Cameron Vance. He takes his second big hit of the evening, but he hangs on. First and 10 Trojans at the 11.
Nigel Leitner delivering that wood that time, and we got a flag on the play, Chris.
Could be another illegal man downfield. That has been a problem for Northwestern. They're coming back. No, it's going to be a hold against the Trojans. That will negate the catch by Broughton, and you hate that. CJ's like, oh, man, I took that hit for nothing.
Nigel Leitner can deliver it. He's just a sophomore. Nigel, by the time, Tim Jones told me, he said, by the time he graduates, he's probably going to be around 6'5", about 240, 250. He's hit that growth spurt at 15.
So it'll negate the pass, plus it'll back the Trojans up. And if you're Rock Hill, this is a critical juncture in this game. You're down 14-0. You've only had the ball one time. You can't go down 21-0. Hand off Gordon. Gordon-Miles stretches way up to the 29-yard line to set up a third down and 10. Northwestern kind of in four-down territory here. Matthew Fish is about 40 yards in. You're happy with him. So for it to be a 40-yarder, you'd have to get it down somewhere.
About the 25,
yeah, you're talking down the you need about 7-8 more yards. If you get it fourth and three, you might as well go for it.
Good tackle that time by Colvin Thompson.
So it is third down and 10 for Northwestern on the 29-yard line. Polk going shotgun, five wide receivers on the football field. Just the three men. Rush Finley to throw it quickly. Catch is made by Tydarian Knox, and Tydarian Knox fights to the 20. He's going to be about a yard shy. A decision for Coach Paige Wofford. I don't think this is much of a decision. Fourth and one, you probably go for it.
Yeah, Miles Durant did a good job of just hanging on by his leg and not allowing him to escape.
So fourth down and a yard. Polk comes up under center, just a three-man front. Again, this should be an easy quarterback sneak, Gene, with just a three-man front. That's simple. And it is. I mean, this is something Rock Hill's going to have to adjust out of, especially in a fourth and one. You can't do a three-man front against five blockers.
Well, no, but I don't think you want to gamble and put a whole bunch of people there, because Finley Polk can take two steps back and throw it over your head. So Rock Hill is just playing percentages.
First and 10, Polk gives it off to Gordon-Miles. Gordon-Miles to the outside, makes a man miss. Zymir Gordon-Miles swirling around inside the 10 of the 7. Should be close to another Trojan first. There is a flag down at the 11. That's thrown in an area of a hold. We'll see the call.
Yeah, I believe it was one of the wideouts was holding at that point in time, but the left side of the offensive line is doing a tremendous job of blocking on their side of the line of scrimmage, and that's what it is. It is a penalty against the Trojans.
So it's going to negate the first down run, but it's 57 seconds remaining in the first quarter. 14-0 Northwestern with the football, driving again. Rock Hill's only had one possession in this game. Northwestern scored on their opening possession. Rock Hill could not convert a fourth down. Northwestern scored. Then Northwestern did an onside kick and recovered. Now they've got the ball inside the 25. Snap it out. Give it off to Gordon Miles. Gordon Miles spins his way down inside the 20 to the 19. So set up a third down and 11 for Northwestern.
Colvin Thompson on the tackle again.
Second down and 12. I'm sorry.
That's all right.
Because that was a first down earlier. Game clock at 40 seconds. As Polk goes gun, Gordon Miles to his right, four wide receivers, snap it out, keeps it. Polk to throw it, wide open receiver on the top side of the field. It's Jaden Nichols who makes a miss. Jaden Nichols still fighting. Jaden Nichols going to get the first. Gene, he broke three tackles on that run.
Yeah, the first tackle by Raekwon Stafford missed one. He normally just doesn't miss, and unfortunately for Raekwon, that turned that whole play by missing that tackle.
So first and goal, Northwestern at the 6. Again, the split back formation of Smith and Gordon Miles on the backfield. Polk going gun. Gives it off to Nigel Smith. Smith will sliver his way down inside the 1. Then he goes down. Just kind of fell. as he was bouncing off tacklers, and that should be the last play of the first quarter. Yeah, Northwestern going to take it to the second. We'll go to the second quarter. 14-0, Trojans lead. Nice high school football, OTS Sports Network.
Your land, your vision. At James River Equipment, we know every property is unique. Whether you're planting a garden, raising livestock, or just enjoying wide open spaces, we've got the perfect John Deere tractor for you. And right now, you can get 0% financing for 72 months on select John Deere compact tractors. Visit jamesriverequipment.com to find a location near you. Ends 10/25/24. Subject to approved credit with John Deere Financial. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details. James River delivers.
Have an electrical need? I'm Jonathan Brown, and whether it's a light switch, fan change, or even new fuses, or even a whole house, at Jonathan Brown Electric, we have it all covered. As a lifelong resident of York County, I'm here to serve you. I am fully licensed, bonded, and insured. Call me at 704-936-8990.
Here is Lee Touchton, owner of Rock Hill Automotive.
Do a lot for the community. Again, that's what we're here for. That's why we started this business, working on cars for 40 years, worked at a lot of different places, learned a lot of different things on how to take care of customers.
Rock Hill Automotive, they keep Rock Hill rolling.
14-0, Northwestern leads at the end of the first quarter. Chris Miller, the Dean G. Knight, Blair LeBrand back at Broadcast House. Just about a mile away from us, of course, we're at District 3 Stadium, right in the heart of Football City, USA. The corner of Constitution and Cherry Road, Northwestern, a second goal from the two. Polk goes shotgun. Gordon Miles with him. Polk going to follow blockers. Finley Polk will stretch it out. He'll dive, and he'll be, gosh, I mean, he's inside the one, Gene. Probably there's no such thing as a one-foot line, but that's about where that ball is.
Yeah, Trent Strong was the tackler from Rock Hill. Did a good job. He just stood him up and drug him to the ground and kept him from getting in the end zone, because Finley Polk is a big, strong young man.
Yeah, this ball is actually the nose just inside the one, so about 2 feet away. Polk, again, they run the same play. Finley Polk into the end zone, touchdown, Northwestern Trojans. Finley Polk just following his blockers, and the Trojans make it 20-0. 11:31 to go in the second quarter.
Once again, Northwestern just controlling the line of scrimmage, and that has been the difference in this football game.
So Northwestern will line up in the water bucket. Mason Greer lines up as the long snapper, getting the call from Coach Paige Wofford. Now they will come set to kick the extra point. One day what they're going to do, they're going to throw the ball to Matthew Fish out here and let him try to score as a receiver. I just get the feeling he hasn't had it happen yet, but they've tried three other plays out of it, and all of them have worked. Polk to hold Fish to attempt the extra point. Snaps dribbled back to Polk, but just such a great job. Finley Polk gets it down. He can hold, he can punt, he can quarterback, he can run. Does it today again. Finley Polk puts it down, 21-0, Trojans lead. High school football, OTS Sports Network.
Change is never easy, but sometimes it is necessary. And right now, we need major changes in South Carolina. Litter on our roadways is something that needs to change. Bottles and cans, food wrappers thrown from windows, even large items like construction debris and furniture are hazards on our roadways. This is where you come in. Palmetto Pride wants you to help keep our state clean and beautiful. If you think your stuff is secure in the back of your truck without a tarp or tied down, you are wrong. Visit Palmetto Pride at palmettopride.org to see how you can help keep South Carolina beautiful.
Over two-thirds of U.S. adults die without a will. You make plans for insurance and retirement, but what happens when you can't care for yourself or when you're gone? I'm Donovan with Stelzner Law. We can help you with setting up a will or powers of attorney. Let us help you secure the future for your loved ones. StelznerLaw.com.
The Google reviews are in at Ideal Imports West.
Totally honest and trustworthy. Got the best SUV I've ever had. They are willing to work with you. Communication is key at this great place.
Ideal Imports West with a 4.7 Google review. Call 366-2890.
Matthew Fish's kick goes into the end zone. 11:31 to go in the first half. Northwestern Trojans putting 21 points on the board, 14 in the first quarter, and one touchdown in the second quarter after an onside kick following a penalty, a personal foul penalty against Rock Hill, allowed Fish to kick off from the Bearcat 45. And Northwestern just hitting on all cylinders right here.
Yeah, it's crazy to think Rock Hill is trailing 21-0, and their offense has only been on the field one time. That's tough.
Out of the shotgun. Canuck. Jackson in the backfield, going to give it to Jackson. Jackson looking for a hole, finds a little crease and dives across the 20 up to the 20, 2-yard line. So it'll be second down and 8 for Rock Hill.
A couple of Trojans coming in making the stop, leading the way. The defensive tackle, Denaje McMullen, just wrecking that play from the beginning. You're listening to high school football on WRHI Rock Hill, W26CY Rock Hill.
Rock Hill sent 3 wideouts to the far side of the field. Lone wideout to the near side is the University of South Carolina commit, Malik Clark. Ball on the near side hash. Rock Hill moving right to left. Knupp going to keep it over the right side. Gets a little block and dives to the 425-yard line. So it'll be third down and 5 for the Rock Hill Bearcats. Rock Hill had success on their first drive of converting some third and shorts. See what they can do in this medium situation.
Yeah, the last two conversions were both third and 4. This third and 5, so that same kind of spot. And they keep moving Malik Clark around, so Clark gets a different. And it's interesting, Northwestern's not having that same cornerback follow him. So they feel confidence in their, but they are, what they are doing, Tamarian Watkins is following that side of the field from his safety position.
Caden Watkins in the slot to the near side. Keep your eye on him. Watkins goes down, squats, comes across the middle, intercepted at the 36-yard line of the Rock Hill Bearcats. Jaden Baxter with a big pick for Northwestern, and that gives the Trojans first and 10 at the Bearcat 38. They're going to call it 38-yard line.
The 33.
Oh, sorry, yeah, 33.
Gene, I don't think Knupp saw him. I think he was looking for Watkins kind of on a skinny post, and Baxter was just standing there, and Baxter was so surprised.
Look what
he fell down.
Yeah,
I mean, if he doesn't fall, he probably scores. I mean, there was nobody with him. He just kind of slipped down. Shocked that the ball was thrown right at him. So Northwestern first and 10 from the 33. Polko shotgun up the middle. It's Gordon Miles gets to the 29, then is pushed back by the Bearcat defense. So set up a second down and 7 for the Trojans. We go under 10 minutes to go in the second quarter.
Justice Foster in the middle of that. Rock Hill's defense has got to be getting a little bit winded here, Chris. And Northwestern gets the ball to start the second half. So Rock Hill's really going to need a 3-and-out right now.
Rock Hill gets the ball to start because Northwestern.
That's right. I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm sorry. Change that around.
So Rock Hill will get the ball. Or Northwestern could onside kick.
Yeah.
Rock Hill should get the football to start the second half. Polk sits back in the pocket. Wide open receiver running down the middle of the field. He's got it at C.J. Broughton, who went down at the 1. And C.J. Broughton having a night filling in for Cameron Vance. His fourth big catch of the night. Trojans got it first to goal at the 1.
Yeah, he was wide open. I don't know. A lot of confusion in that defensive secondary for Rock Hill.
So Polk will go in the shotgun. Gordon Miles beside him. Polk looks to throw it. Polk sits back, has time, fires a pass, complete. Touchdown, Tydarian Knox. Then a flag comes out at the end. So the touchdown will count, but I think that is an after the play. And I think from looking at Brian Smith, I think it's going to be against Knox after the play.
Yeah, Knox, I think, put a stiff arm where he really didn't need it into Josiah Moore's space. And the referee right on top of that rightly called it.
Well, Northwestern now on top 27-0, Gene. 9:24 to go. Still in the second quarter. And again, Rock Hill has had the ball none. And they had that opening drive. Then they went 2 plays and threw an interception. Well, now Northwestern lining up in the conversion. Polk's in the shotgun. Now they run it. The balls, it's a bad snap actually, picked up. Northwestern trying to do something here, not going to work. I think they tried to go for the conversion, Gene, but the snap was just a bad one. And I think the up man did not know the ball was coming.
Yeah, there was some confusion there. That didn't work in practice this week when they were trying it out.
So 27-0, Northwestern leads after the failed conversion. This is High School Football OTS Sports Network.
Take care of your customers. Take care of your employees. And in return, they take care of your customers. And that's what we try and live by every day.
That's Honda Cars of Rock Hill General Manager Joel Suggs on how all the Hendrick Automotive Group dealerships do business, keeping customer satisfaction as their number one priority.
That is what is instilled into all of us, is to serve others first.
Honda Cars of Rock Hill, part of the Hendrick Automotive Group. I-77 at Dave Lyle Boulevard, Rock Hill.
Winterize your pool with the help of the pros at Imperial Pool and Patio. You'll be protecting your investment with BioGuard's Arctic Blue Winterizing Kit. Imperial stocks everything you need to put your pool to bed, including pool covers. Imperial Pool and Patio, 21 Bypass, Rock Hill.
Welcome back to historic District 3 Stadium. Matthew Fish going to be kicking from his own 25. Let's see what happens on this one. Approaches the ball. Kicks underway. It's going to be a return option here. Malik Clark going to take it at the 17 to the 20. Looking for a block at the 25. Finds one. Cuts it back at the 30 and then gets wrangled to the ground at the 33-yard line. So Rock Hill gets good field position out of the penalty and has it first and 10 with 9:16 to go. And trailing 27-0 to Northwestern.
Gene, at this point, I mean, you've got to get some points on this drive. You're down 27-0, 9:16. I mean, we're not even halfway through the second quarter yet, and you're down four touchdowns. You get a touchdown, or you make a stop, get another one. You're down 14 at the break. You get the ball to start the second half. Maybe something good happens, but it starts here on offense. You've got to find some ways to get this ball in the end zone.
This drive is very important. Kaysen Knupp back to throw, sets his feet, quick pass, batted down at the line of scrimmage. Malik Clark never had a chance as it falls incomplete about the 35-yard line. This will be second down and 10 for Rock Hill.
I wish we had a stat on Mason Greer's deflected passes in his career. This young man as a sophomore had made two interceptions against Greenville in the upper state championship that same way, just deflected a pass and caught him. This back as a sophomore when Northwestern went to state, and he's been doing that ever since. That has been a calling card for him.
Ball on the far side hash. Knupp calls for it, takes the snap. Going to sling it out to Donovan out of the backfield. Donovan gets by a tackler at the 35, close to a first down as he's just across the 40, up to the 41-yard line. It'll be third down and a yard for Rock Hill.
And Knupp stood in there and took a pounding from Putman. He came back and just absolutely cold-cocked him as he released it, but and he knew it was coming. Knupp could see it, and he stood right in and made that throw and sets up a third down and a yard. And unless Rock Hill loses big yardage here, even if they don't get the first, I think this might be four down territory.
Knupp, he's a tough kid. He can take a lick. Keep on ticking like a Timex watch. Knupp trying to freeze him. Now hands it off to Donovan Franklin. Franklin into the line, but I'm like, I don't think he got there, Chris. I think he's about a half yard shy. He got it just across to the 42.
He may have actually lost a little bit. Dan McFadden bulldozed through from the middle linebackers line. No, he didn't get anything. They're not moving it one bit.
Fourth down and a yard still for Rock Hill.
I don't know here. If you're Coach Birch, right? I mean, you just went no gain on fourth and a yard. So you're going to have to pass it here in this situation if you go for it. They're going to go for it.
Get up. Calls for it. Takes a high snap. Now hands it off again to Donovan Franklin, and he's not going to get there. He had to get to close to the 43, and he only got to the 42 once again.
Yeah, and I agree with the call to go for it, but not the play call. You just ran the same thing, and it didn't work. So why is it going to work when you try it again? That's the strength of Northwestern's defense is what you just saw. Northwestern now actually coming out with significant substitutions. I know what happened. Tydarian Knox got sat on the bench for the unsportsmanlike. Okay. David Flood's now in the game. Now that's exactly what happened. Snap it out. It's a quick pass to Evan Harrison. Oh, a double pass. Harrison going to have a wide open Daniel Caldwell, and it's a touchdown. Northwestern Trojans. They run the double pass. Evan Harrison finds a wide open Daniel Caldwell, and Northwestern's unveiling all the tricks of this one.
Away. Northwestern has scored 195 points in the second quarter of all their ball games. I mean, 195 points over the season. They're just always, the wave is high tide at District 3.
Wow. Evan Harrison, his first career pass is a touchdown. Daniel Caldwell, no one was in his zip code. Snap, Polk gets it down. Fish kick is up. And it's true. 34-0 Northwestern lead, 7:42 to go in the second quarter. High School Football OTS Sports Network.
J.C. Wright here presents the Haunted Car Wash on October 30th and 31st. If your car needs some care and you need a scare, then come by between 7:30 p.m. till 10 p.m. to Cherry Road Wash and Lube. They'll have some howling good hot dogs available on site, too. Come if you dare.
Have extra cash sitting in an account not earning much interest? Take advantage of a huge opportunity to grow your money with a high-earning certificate from Family Trust Federal Credit Union. Start earning with terms as short as 3 months. And if you're looking for even more flexibility, our 36-month Bump Your Rate certificate offers a one-time rate increase option, making it the perfect choice to maximize your savings. So why let your money stand still when you could be watching it grow? Let Family Trust Federal Credit Union help you get started today. Visit familytrust.org/certificate.
Hey, y'all, I'm John Warden with Champion Services. We've had the pleasure of serving you all for over 40 years with roofing, siding, windows, or any types of remodeling you may need. During this recent storm, it's brought about a bad element. Be safe at what you select your contractors. Reach out to us at 329-7898.
I'm Alton Hyatt. Have you updated your will? Tax laws and your circumstances may have changed, and we're ready to discuss revisions that can safeguard you and your family.
Contact Alton Hyatt Law Firm of Rock Hill. The time to prepare for tomorrow is today.
Northwestern Trojans, and it's high tide behind the walls of Troy. And the wave has hit. It's 34-0, 7:42 to go in the first half. I'm Gene Knight along with Chris Miller, Rock Hill Bearcats, after Matthew Fish just kicked it into the end zone. Have it first and 10 at their own 20-yard line. Ball on the near side hash. Bearcats with two wideouts to the far side and two to the near side. Caden Watkins in the slot. Knupp, back to throw, sets his feet, now steps up in the pocket, going to have to run out of there. Throws it at the last second for Stakunas, incomplete at the 29-yard line. So they'll bring up second down at 10 for Rock Hill.
Man, it's a good thing Stakunas got his hand on that football, because if he didn't, you had Jace Joseph in line to intercept it and not a soul in front of him. I mean, that just was – Knupp was running for his life there, Gene. He kind of threw it off his back foot the opposite direction. That was an awkward throw from the beginning.
Just trying to make something happen, yeah. And that wasn't a very good idea. Unfortunately for him, it did not end up the way you thought it could have.
Yeah,
it
could have very easily.
Knupp fakes a handoff. Oh. Pressure. Knupp going to go down inside the 10-yard line. Now they're going to say he's down back at about the 12-yard line.
I mean, we're going to give credit to Mason Greer, but that was the entire Ninja Turtle front and a guy I call Splinter, Will Massey, was back there. Five Northwestern defenders were on him. I mean, and that was immediate, Gene. They actually almost beat the snap to him. So I mean, it's just no stoppage at all from the Rock Hill's front five there.
Yeah, third down in Main Street for Rock Hill. Ball is at their own 12-yard line. They trail 34-0 with 6:57 to go in the first half. Get up out of the shotgun. Calls for it, takes a snap, back to throw, rolling to the far side of the field, being pressured, gets out of the end zone, fires back across his body, and I'm not sure, is it complete?
Malik Clark caught it
at about the 25-yard line.
I mean, that was a great catch. I mean, there were three Trojans there. Unfortunately, all you did was give your punter some room because you can't go for it on fourth and five from your own 25, but just a great individual effort by Malik Clark to go down at his knee and catch that football.
And ironically, this is the first time Rock Hill's had to punt here tonight. They've gone for it.
And through the interception.
Yeah, and through the interception, yeah.
So back to punt. Chitwood will be standing at his own 10-yard line. Spurgeon back at his own 45. Trojans lead at 34-0. Play clock's down to 7. Low snap. Chitwood drops it. Now Chitwood's going to be blown up. Now the ball's loose. It's on the ground. Picked up and run into the end zone. But they're going to say Chitwood's down. He's hurt. Gene, he just dropped the ball. No, and now he's able to get up, but he dropped the ball, and then it was on.
Yeah.
And actually, the Northwestern defender held up because he didn't want to run. Then he realized, oh, okay, well, you're not going to kick it, so I'll just tackle you. And now Northwestern, I mean, it is, if it could go bad for Rock Hill in this game, it has gone bad in this. They turned the ball over, interceptions, some costly penalties, and now Northwestern, it's not a block punt. They just tackled a punter on a dropped punt. They're at the 11-yard line. Northwestern opportunity to go up 41-0 here. Polk with the football, sits back in the pocket, airs it out, going in the back of the end zone for Jaden Nichols, and that's going to be a whole defensive holding. You could see that a mile away as Nichols was fighting to get free and his jersey was being grabbed.
Leitner was on the covers that time for Rock Hill. And we'll see how the referee sorts it out. Two of them having a conversation before they get to the
Well, I think they're trying to decide, is it pass interference or is it a hold? That's the discussion. They'll call PI is what the call will be. And the reason that's important, it happened in the end zone, so it'll be half the distance to the goal. So the ball will go from the 13 down to about the 6-yard line. So Northwestern have a first and 4. So first and 4 for the track. Officially, it's first and 3 is what they say. Northwestern get a first down at the 3-yard line. So first and 3 for the Trojans from the 6. Pole going shotgun. Gordon Miles beside him. Northwestern already on top, 34-0. Pole going shotgun. Zymir Gordon Miles beside him. Keeper by Finley. Finley makes a man miss. Sidesteps into the end zone. Touchdown. Northwestern Trojans. That was an easy run by Finley Polk from 6 yards out. Trojans up 40-0. We're just halfway through the second quarter.
Rocky really had no answer on that one. And Polk did a good job of just getting around a block by one of his offensive linemen and then skipping into the end zone really untouched.
Polk will hold. Fish to try the extra point. As it's 40-0. Now a flag comes out. Oh, no, they're sending a Bearcat player out, Gene. I think must be an equipment issue.
Yeah, usually it's a knee pad or something of that nature.
So, again, that's Finley Polk's, I believe, third rushing touchdown of the night. He's got two passing. Just one pass. He's got one, so he's got four total. That's right, Evan Harrison had the other one. I forgot about that one. On to attempt the extra point as Fish kick is up, and he kicks it clear in the Constitution. Hopefully there wasn't a car going by then because it got cold cocked if it did. 41-0, Trojans on top. High School Football, OTS Sports Network.
We know the type. You like to start early, finish late, make lemon squares, and make payments to the college fund from anywhere in the house. We know you rely on Comporium for the things you rely on most, like a view of the backyard. That's just a bunny, and hundreds of channels to watch, whenever you want. So, you may think of us as just your internet company, but we're more like the I didn't know they could do all that company. Comporium, always ready.
This is Benny Etter. No matter how you sing it, we love that you're singing our jingle.
No matter what the weather,
AirTech makes it better. No matter what the weather, call AirTech Heating and Air.
803-327-7100.
Do you have hail damage from the recent storm? Let Cardell Collision restore your car to like-new condition. This is Mike Hargrove. We work with most insurance companies and handle the process for you. Our local team is ready to get you back on the road. Cardell Collision, 1123 East Main Street, 803-327-0967.
Kickoff by Fish, going to go into the end zone. Rock Hill will have a first and 10 at their own 20-yard line. They trail 41-0 with 5:46 to go in the first half. And it has just been a night of, if it can go wrong for Rock Hill, it will go wrong. And I think it just starts with that fourth down play where they had Clawson wide open and pressure in the middle. Force Knupp's throw to be a little bit off. Otherwise, Rock Hill would have scored. We might have a little different momentum in the game, but it's been all Northwestern here ever since that time.
Bearcats stay with Case and Knupp at quarterback. Thought we might get a chance at Ian Grissom. He was warming up the sideline, but they stay Knupp on this drive.
2x2 they go. On ball on the near side hash. Knupp across the middle. Going to be knocked down almost. Almost came up with it. It was one of the interior linemen there, Chris.
It was Dimitri Putnam, Gene, and if he catches that, he scores. I mean, the ball was deflected by the Shrine Bowler, Andre Pickett, then it kind of bounced off a Bearcat player's shoulder pad, and Putnam, I mean, if he sees it, he didn't see it. He was looking around. He knew it was in the air and just fell, fortunately for Rock Hill, harmlessly right beside him because Putnam was – no one was in front of him. He'd have walked into the end zone.
So second down and 10 for Rock Hill from their own 20-yard line.
But just the pressure again, Gene. I mean, Knupp has no time to throw the football.
Knupp moves Jackson across, sends him other way. Going to run the screen back to the near side to Caden Watkins. Caden Watkins gets murdered at about the 14-yard line. They're going to mark him at the 15, giving forward progress And it will be third down and 15 for Rock Hill.
I tell you what, Tamarian Watkins and Will Massey are just so football smart. They sniffed it out. They saw their front four get untouched, the quarterback, and they said, okay, where's the running back? We know he's about to get thrown the football. And they were just waiting for Watkins to catch it and then tackle him for negative five. Northwestern has adjusted since Rock Hill's opening drive. They saw what Rock Hill did, and they have just put together a defensive game plan that is suffocating the Bearcats.
2x2 for Rock Hill. Caden Knupp back to throw, going to sprint out of there, looking for a block, picks up one at the 15, cuts it back, spins off of one tackler, but not the second one as they get him just shy of the 20-yard line. And that will bring up a fourth down now and 12 for Rock Hill, or fourth and 11. And it'll go back over on punt to the Northwestern Trojans if Rock Hill can get the punt off.
Yeah, I mean, and it was Will Massey again back there, and you're right, if they can get the punt off, just a couple moments ago, Wesley Chitwood dropped the punt, then was tackled back at the 10. So still, Rock Hill has actually yet to punt in this game. That's shocking. They're down 41-0. They've yet to actually punt the ball. They're lined up. Northwestern's bringing the rush. Here they come. They almost blocked it. A flag comes in, and I don't know how Northwestern didn't block that one, Gene. A flag comes in. That's got to be a hold, probably. Paige Wofford may make them punt it again.
Yeah, I wouldn't surprise me if they didn't get a piece of it. I think they got a piece of it. Chitwood's kicks are usually a little higher.
It had to have gone through, and I think they may say it's deflected. But nonetheless, there is a flag. If that's the case, Paige Wofford may say back him up 10 yards and do it again with the struggles Rock Hill's had attempting to punt the football. There's a discussion with the officials now to talk about this.
The linesman on the far side threw the flag.
Personal foul against Northwestern. Okay, so that should give, if that's the case, if it was before the punt, it'll give Rock Hill the ball. If it's after the punt, Northwestern will keep possession. But it looks like it's going to be against Rock Hill, or before the punt.
So strange things happen on punch tonight for Rock Hill. This one, a positive thing.
So
4:06 to go in the first half, 41-0 Rock Hill.
Statistician Brian Smith says he believes that they actually may have hit the punter. Or excuse me, not the punter, the snapper. And you can't do that while his head's down.
Right.
So now Coach Paige Wofford's calling a timeout. He wants an explanation. We'll take it as well. This is High School Football OTS Sports Network.
Here is Dwight with Rock Hill Automotive.
We want to reassure the customer that we can take care of them. We're going to shoot straight with them. They'll know the repairs all the way through. We have the most up-to-date repair equipment of any independent shop, so we're pretty well set.
Rock Hill Automotive. They keep Rock Hill rolling.
I love Winthrop. I'm so glad that I chose to come here.
Winthrop University is a vibrant campus and a vibrant community. This is Edward Cernat, president of Winthrop University. From championship athletics, cultural enrichment events, and active student life, Winthrop University is a campus that is alive with activity.
And so, like, Winthrop gives me that opportunity to just, like, spread my wings, to just do stuff and, like, be involved in a lot of things and get to know a lot of people and make connections.
See for yourself what sets Winthrop apart. Visit us online to schedule a campus tour and complete your application for admission for free at winthrop.edu.
Welcome back to District 3 Stadium. Coach Paige Wofford meeting with the officials on the hash marks. Rock Hill's up, ready to go. They do have a 1st and 10 out of the shotgun. Knupp going to ride it off to number 28, Jackson. Jackson gets slung down after a gain of about 3 yards. It'll be 2nd down and 7 for Rock Hill.
Gene, Northwestern stripping of the football right now. Put the binoculars on just to kind of see the action that's happening there. Northwestern is just grabbing, really going for the kill shot in this game.
Gain of 3 on the play, 2nd down and 7.
Rock Hill looking to the sideline, trying to get some offense going here. Have not had much offense since their first drive. As Chris said previously, Northwestern's made the adjustments they need to make. Knupp throwing across the middle, going to be picked off by number 1 for the Northwestern Trojans.
Tamarian Watkins,
the junior linebacker, comes up with a big pick. Got a flag at about the 40-yard line, so let's sort that out and see what we got.
I think that's going to be Northwestern's reacting unhappily. I thought it was going to be after the interception during the – and maybe
– an eligible man downfield, okay. So it counts as a pick. There you go.
Tamarian Watkins, the number 2 overall player in the state of South Carolina for the class of 2026, behind South Point's Jazavion Currents. He's a guy that is highly recruited, one of the best players in the state for the class of 2026, and he turns it over. Northwestern now an opportunity to really bust this game open. They've got the ball at the 35 of Rock Hill. Polk to throw the football. Sits back. He's going to air it out. Going down the sideline, Jaden Nichols, and it's nearly intercepted. A great job by Rock Hill's Raquan Stratford breaking it up, but Jaden Nichols had to become the defender there and break that up.
Yeah, Raquan Stratford was right there and almost came away with a big pick. That would have been huge for Rock Hill if Stratford would be running for quite a little bit of yardage there down the near sideline.
Yeah, he had a teammate there to be a lead blocker if he needed it, but I don't know if he may have needed it because the only people in front of him were offensive linemen. Polk takes the snap, completes it out to Caldwell. Caldwell spins off a tackler. Daniel Caldwell just pushing off tacklers. There were four or five Bearcats that had an opportunity. He was just kind of shoving them off, but he only gets 3 or 4 yards, but sets up a third down and 6 for the Trojans.
Yeah, Raquan Stratford again had a shot at him. He just didn't break himself down to where he could get his arms wrapped around him.
So Northwestern in four down territory situation, no man's land, if you will. So they'll go on a third down and 7 call. Polk in the gun, Gordon Miles beside him. Caldwell nearest us. They keep it. Going to throw deep as a running receiver down the sideline. Catch is made. Touchdown. Northwestern Trojans in the corner of the end zone. C.J. Broughton, have a night, young man. He goes over 100 yards receiving in the game with that touchdown catch.
Absolutely gorgeous catch. He just looked up over his shoulder and reeled it right in. Polk with a great throw. I mean, he just dropped it on a dime right there.
5 catches, 105 yards, and a touchdown. C.J. Broughton filling in for Cameron Vance, the Trojans.
Didn't know he was going to start tonight.
No, filling in for the Trojans' leading wide receiver, Cameron Vance. Snaps a little low. Polk gets it down. Kick is up by Fish, and it's good. 48-0 Northwestern leads. There's still 2:38 to go before the half. This is High School Football OTS Sports Network.
The YMCA of Upper Palmetto has a story to tell.
Over the years, we've had 3 kids. All 3 kids have gone in through their programs. They've really enjoyed participating in soccer and basketball.
Your story begins today. Go to ymcaup.org.
Do it. You won't regret it.
Rock Hill Coca-Cola has supported high school sports for over a century. And at the same time, Coca-Cola has quenched the taste buds of fans throughout your county. Whether you're listening on the radio or attending a game in person, grab an ice cold Coca-Cola today and enjoy.
J.C. Frightmare presents the Haunted Car Wash on October 30th and 31st. If your car needs some care and you need a scare, then come by between 7:30 p.m. till 10 p.m. to Cherry Road Wash and Lube. They'll have some howling good hot dogs available on site, too. Come if you dare.
May I have your attention, please?
KFC now has brand new original recipe tenders. And wait for it, they're double breaded. That's right, original recipe tenders at KFC. It's the crunch you crave with the iconic original recipe you love. For just $5, get a 3-piece original recipe tenders with an individual fry and 2 dipping sauces. Try our brand new comeback dipping sauce, a zesty, peppery southern style sauce that combines mayonnaise, ketchup, and other savory flavors for a taste you'll come back for. It's the all new original recipe tenders at your local KFC.
Matthew Fish kicks it. Going to be taking it to 1 yard line. Coming to the near sideline is Ratley. Ratley can't find anything but purple and gold jerseys, and he stopped short of reaching the 15. So he's knocked out of bounds around the 13. So it'll be first and 10 for Rock Hill at their own 13-yard line.
I don't know if Finley Polk could not have kicked a better kickoff, Gene. The clock, we're already in a running clock formation. We're already in a running clock. So we will have a running clock the rest of the way here at District 3 Stadium. So it's going to be a quick-moving game as we're now under 2 minutes to play in the first quarter. But, Gene, you kick it that high and the ball is at the 1. I mean, now Rock Hill starting at their own 10-yard line.
Casey Knupp out of the shotgun. Ball on the near side hash. Now brings his H-back to pick up some extra blocking. Pass to the near sideline. Ratley makes the catch. Hop skips across the 20 to the 22-yard line. So it'll be second down now and about a yard.
Gene, here's your problem now. You want to run your 2-minute offense, but the clock's not stopping. So, you know, because you're in, you know, you're down by more than 42 points, so now you're running clock. So even with 3 timeouts, Rock Hill's going to have a difficult time going 90 yards in a minute and a half.
2 wideouts to the near side. Lone wideout to the far side is Clark. On the near side hash, Rolling to the far side is Knupp. He's going to get it off to number 13, Franklin. And Chris says, looks like we may have a hold on the play. We'll see.
Yep, there
flag
it is.
Right there in the middle.
Yeah, so Mason Greer was coming in to try to get after Knupp when he was rolling out, and he was just mugged.
So the referee is the guy who threw the flag. And that's exactly what we got, holding against Rock Hill. They're going to mark it from about the 22. Move it close back to the original line of scrimmage. It'll be second down and 11 for Rock Hill. Clawson split to the near side along with Clark. Sharp rattling his Takunas to the far side of the field as he... Kaysen Knupp empties the backfield. Takes snap. Pressure off the middle. Going to get it off to Clawson, and Clawson drops it at the 17-yard line. And that will bring up third down and 11 for Rock Hill.
Paige Wofford may call a timeout. He's not going to call a timeout. It's like he may call a timeout here.
He's having a conversation with Watkins as he was heading back.
Rock Hill in no hurry here. I think Rock Hill, Gene, just wants to get in the half.
18 seconds. Differential between the play clock and the game clock is about a second.
You could actually run the clock out. He doesn't have to snap it again.
Yeah,
they may not.
5 seconds.
They're not going to snap it again. Halftime, 48-0. Northwestern on top. It'll be a running clock in the second half. We'll see if the Bearcats can find some life. But this first half, Geno, has been all Northwestern. They've done everything right. And Rock Hill's made about as many mistakes as you can. But we'll go Matthew Cray. He's back at Broadcast House with the Air Tech Eating and Air halftime report. He's got the check of that Nickel Store scoreboard and all. It's halftime here at D3 in the original rivalry. It's all Northwestern 48, Rock Hill nothing. This is High School Football OTS Sports Network. Chris Miller, the Dean, Gene Knight, Blair LeBrand back at Broadcast House. Big thanks to Stephen Stone. Your halftime, Air Tech halftime, your Air Tech Heating and Air halftime report. At the half here at District 3, 48-0. Gene, Northwestern been all Trojans from this. The Trojans playing like one of the top-ranked teams in the state and the 26th-ranked team in the nation.
No doubt about it, and I kind of hate that Rock Hill didn't hit on that fourth down play. Had a guy wide open at about the 15-yard line. He could have walked into the end zone. Might have tied the game. We would have tied the game maybe at 7 apiece, and we may have had a little different momentum change. But it was just that old Trojan wave that showed up in the latter part of the first quarter, and then in the second quarter, it just got really crazy. And like I've said all night long, Northwestern has scored 195, well, more than over 200 points just in the second quarter alone, and they showed it tonight, no doubt about it. I mean, they are one of the top teams in the state of South Carolina, if not maybe the best team in the state of South Carolina.
Well, Northwestern on display. They are well on their way to a region championship and WRHI City Championship unless the miracle of all miracles happens in the second half, because not only is Rock Hill going to have to find a way to score 48 and hold Northwestern scoreless, but they're going to have to do it with in true 24 minutes of time.
Yeah.
Like, that's the situation now. We're in a running clock no matter what. People, that's one thing you ask. Even if Rock Hill gets it inside 42, the running clock does not stop. Once it starts, it starts.
It started in the first half,
yes,
which we didn't know.
I did not know that could happen.
I did not either, yeah.
And that was, you know, you question, it's a Northwestern home game, but Rock Hill coaches didn't seem to put up a care. So either it is a rule or either it's not a rule, and Northwestern did it and Rock Hill didn't care. So either way, it happened in the first half, so it'll be that way the entire second half. Rock Hill will get the ball. We've seen Kaysen Knupp go the whole way. Has not played well. He's thrown two interceptions. Should have had a third, that one that Stakunas fortunately got his hand on. And so we'll see if he continues to go that direction or if we do see Ian Grissom enter the game. Halftime, we'll take a break, come back with the second half. This is High School Football OTS Sports Network.
I love Winthrop. I'm so glad that I chose to come here.
Winthrop University is a vibrant campus and a vibrant community. This is Edward Cernat, president of Winthrop University. From championship athletics, cultural enrichment events, and active student life, Winthrop University is a campus that is alive with activity.
And so, like, Winthrop gives me that opportunity to just, like, spread my wings, to just do stuff and, like, be involved in a lot of things and get to know a lot of people and make connections.
See for yourself what sets Winthrop apart. Visit us online to schedule a campus tour and complete your application for admission for free at winthrop.edu.
The YMCA of Upper Palmetto has a story to tell.
I had absolutely no kin anywhere. The Y people took care of me and my family.
Your story begins today. Go to ymcaup.org.
Do it. You won't regret it.
Northwestern Trojans with a 48-0 lead as we start the third quarter, second half of the game here. And we will, as Chris alluded to earlier, have a running clock. And Matthew Fish set to more than likely kick it into Constitution Boulevard as we start the second half. He is a great weapon to have, Chris, no doubt about it. He can put it in the end zone, or he can put it on a dime sometimes. We saw him drop one at about the one.
And Rock Hill started throwing 10 because, I mean, it's just he's such a – just he's consistent, too. He doesn't miss extra points. He's only missed, I think, two field goals all year. I mean, he's as good as they come.
Kickoff is going to be a little bit short. Yep. Coming down the near sideline, going to be taking it Radley at the 7 across the 10, cutting back at the 15, finds a little lane, and then is knocked down at the 20-yard line. So the first and 10 for the Bearcats at their own 20-yard line, 11:40 to go in the third quarter.
Yeah, I think, Gene, he's actually trying to get it to the one. You see the air he's getting underneath it. I think this is actually something he's trying to perfect to do that and to, you know, instead of the ball going out to the 20, make it so teams can only get it back to the 15 or the 10 like Rock Hill did earlier. But look at this running clock. We're already almost a minute into the second half. Rock Hill's not taking a snap yet.
Kaysen Knupp, the quarterback, ball on the near side. Hash Jackson in the backfield with him. They go 2-by-1. Clark, the lone wide out to the near side. Knupp looking across the middle, looking for Clark deep. He's there, makes a catch, and is out of bounds at the 42-yard line, I believe. Let's see where the referee stops. Yep, at the 41. I missed it by a yard. Right in front of Paige Wofford, the coach for Northwestern, and he's not happy about that.
Yeah, he's really upset at his safety for getting over late, because that is a defense Northwestern's had. They've had a safety over the top on Malik Clark's side the whole time.
Clark split to the near side. Two wide outs to the far side. That's Radley and Stakunas. Jackson in the backfield. Now they send Jackson in motion away from us. Knupp going to Malik Clark. He makes the catch at the 33-yard line. 30. Yeah, had to get to the 31. He's at the 32 now, so it'll be second down a yard.
So heavy dosage of Malik Clark first two plays. Malik Clark now accounting for over 46 yards in two plays.
Two wide outs to the far side of the field, Radley and Stakunas. They're staying with the same formation. Now they're going to flip Clark to the far side of the field.
Put him in the slot.
Jackson in the backfield. Three wide outs to the far side. Hand off Jackson. Jackson's got a crease, and he gets the first down as he's down to the Northwestern 30-yard line.
High school football brought to you by Winthrop University, a championship education of the heart and mind by Stelzner Law Firm, 803-329-3777. And AirTech Heating and Air, no matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better.
9:41 clock rolling here in the third quarter. That's what's left. Northwestern on top, 48-0. Bearcats driving in Trojan territory at their 30-yard line. 2-by-1 they go. Handoff again to Jackson. Jackson's going to run into a wall of purple and gold right at the line of scrimmage. No gain on the play. Second and 10.
Northwestern has now shifted things back or get over Clark. Wherever he lines up, they've got a corner in his face, and they have to safety over the top. So they're got beat by deep by Malik Clark one time, and Coach Wofford not happy with that, so making sure it's not going to happen again.
Clark's going to come to the near side. Stakunas to the far side. Radley stays in a slot. Jackson in the backfield, along number 48, Colby Grabuski, the H-back. Kaysen calls for it. Back to throw, going across the middle. Ratley's there, can't get it. He's off his fingertips at about the 12-yard line. So it will be third down now and 10 for Rock Hill.
Jaden Baxter almost had his second interception.
He made a diving attempt as the ball deflected off his hands. Already down to 8.5 minutes to go in the third quarter. So this third quarter is quickly fading away. You're listening to high school football on WRHI Rock Hill, W261CY Rock Hill.
Caden Watkins into the game now. As Knupp will go in the empty backfield, they'll go 3-by-2 this time. Malik Clark to the near side. Knupp pressured right up the gut, gets away from a tackler, sprinting to the far side, gets one off, throws one towards Radley. Radley catches it in the end zone. Touchdown, Rock Hill Bearcats.
Great play by Kaysen Knupp. I mean, a great catch by Ratley, but that was all Knupp. He should have been sacked a couple times and then have the wherewithal, Gene, to throw the football into the end zone. Just an excellent heads-up play by Kaysen Knupp.
You're exactly right. He shucked off one tackler and then just took his arm up and flicked it to the end zone, and he took a lick after he got it away. Fernandez on for the extra point. Diego Fernandez, snap, spot, the kick's up. It's good. Ole! Rock Hill gets 7 points on the board with 7:24 to go in the third quarter. Northwestern 48, Rock Hill 7 on the OTS Sports Network.
Rock Hill Coca-Cola has supported high school sports for over a century. And at the same time, Coca-Cola has quenched the taste buds of fans throughout your county. Whether you're listening on the radio or attending a game in person, grab an ice cold Coca-Cola today and enjoy.
J.C. Brightmare presents the Haunted Car Wash on October 30th and 31st. If your car needs some care and you need a scare, then come by between 7:30 p.m. till 10 p.m. to Cherry Road Wash and Lube. They'll have some Howling Good hot dogs available on site, too. Come if you dare.
May I have your attention, please?
KFC now has brand new original recipe tenders. And wait for it, they're double breaded. That's right, original recipe tenders at KFC. It's the crunch you crave with the iconic original recipe you love. For just $5, get a 3-piece original recipe tenders with an individual fry and 2 dipping sauces. Try our brand new comeback dipping sauce, a zesty, peppery southern style sauce that combines mayonnaise, ketchup, and other savory flavors for a taste you'll come back for. It's the all new original recipe tenders at your local KFC.
Welcome back to District 3 Stadium. Bearcats get a kick into the end zone. Touchback, and it'll be taken over by the Trojans at their own 20-yard line. That means we'll see backup quarterback McCree Knight, his first action of the evening. Evan Harrison going to be in the game. Also, we'll see Jashawn Reitz, Northwestern Wholesale substitution, David Flood. Also, C.J. Broughton, you've got also the running back is Quay Mobley, so backups at every position. Harrison goes in motion. It's a little pitch play to Evan Harrison, who breaks it across the 30. And Evan Harrison, he's one of those guys, Gene, he's kind of your sixth receiver, and he'd start on 95% of teams throughout the state.
Absolutely. He's got great wheels. I mean, he got around the corner, and he bent. You know, it's called like a bend play. He bent it perfectly, got upfield down the sideline, picked up the first down.
And McCree Knight can absolutely fly. He is very much a run-first quarterback, but he can throw it if you ask him to. And it's a handoff up the middle. That's Quay Mobley, his first carry of the night. Mobley goes for 3 before he's brought down by the Bearcat defense. 5:04 to go in this third quarter. Northwestern leading 48-7. Bearcats scoring on their opening drive of the second half with a 34-yard TD pass from Kaysen Knupp to E.J. Ratley. It's another give to Mobley. Mobley finds a little bit of a seam that is slung forward for a gain of 5, but sets up a third down and about a yard for Northwestern.
KT Gil McDonald on the tackle for Rock Hill. We got a player down. Chris, I think you better take the timeout. Yep. We'll do it. 4:35 to go in the third quarter. Northwestern 48, Rock Hill 7 on the OTS Sports Network.
Ready for a win-win? For a limited time, upgrade your ride for less and score a chance to win the ultimate football experience. That's right. From now until October 31st, apply for an auto loan at a reduced rate with Founders Federal Credit Union, and you're automatically entered to win 4 tickets to the Clemson versus USC game in Death Valley on November 30th, an exclusive Death Valley experience and a Founders tailgate package. Stop by a Founders office or apply online today. Visit foundersfcu.com/auto to learn more. Terms and conditions apply. No purchase necessary. Membership qualification required.
The Google reviews are in at IDEO Imports West.
The best place to go if you want honesty and someone who will help you when you need it. I bought two cars from them and won't ever go anywhere else.
IDEO Imports West with a 4.7 Google review. Call 366-2890.
CJ brought the injured Trojan. Looks like he's able to come off the field under his own power. So that's good news. Northwestern have third down and two. Knight goes shotgun. It's Smith and Mobley, the running backs. Mobley will have the first down and more. Quay Mobley lowers the shoulder up across the 42, make it the 45. Get a 7 on the Trojan first under 4 minutes to play now in the third quarter.
Colvin Thompson on the tackle for Rock Hill.
Northwestern again, their second team offense in the game. Starters only saw the first half of action. Looks like Bearcats still have a good percentage starting defensive unit out there. Trying to get a stop here against Northwestern. Again, first and 10 from the 45. Play clock is at 14. Northwestern just sucking up some clock here. I doubt we'll see any more. C.J. Broughton, who was starting in place of the injured Cameron Vance today and has had a wonderful night, over 100 yards receiving. It's another give. This time it's Nigel Smith. Smith running hard as he hits the line of scrimmage and busts forward for a gain of 4. We second down and 6 for the Trojans.
Once again, it was Colvin Thompson on the tackle, and I'll tell you, Colvin is making a big play for that defensive player of the game, Imperial's Pool and Spas, defensive player of the game for Rock Hill.
Of course, we'll have those Rock Hill Coca-Cola offensive player and Imperial Pools and Spas defensive player for both teams at the conclusion of our broadcast. Northwestern taking all day getting this play call in. No hurry whatsoever. Play clock is at 10. Everyone checks the wristbands. So they'll snap it out, just sucking the life out of this game. Knight goes shotgun on a second down and 6. It's a keeper by McCree. Knight bouncing to the outside. Knight going to be bottled up and slung backwards. He'll lose 3. So the Bearcat defense rises to the occasion. It'll be third down and 8 for Northwestern.
Caleb Wright on the tackle that time of Knight.
Taken down at the 45-yard line. It's a loss of 4 on the play. Sets up
now it'll be third down and 10 for the Trojans. We'll see if they allow Knight to put the football in the air here. 2:12. When Northwestern snaps this, it'll be under 2 minutes to play in the third quarter. Oh, and Knight. Hard cadence. Got the Bearcats to jump.
Yep, just a little anxious up front. They haven't some success, and sometimes you just can't handle prosperity.
Penalty is an encroachment call on Rock Hill. Advances the football to midfield where it's third down, 5 yards to go.
Third down and 5 now for the Trojans. So now they could potentially run it here. You know, third and 10 is a passing down. Third and 5 is that in between. Well, run or pass, especially with Knight at the quarterback position, who is extremely fleet of foot, listed as an athlete on the roster. Knight puts a man in motion. McCree's going to look to throw the football. It's a screen, sets it up. Catch is made and slung down as David Flood. For a gain of 2, so it'll be third down or fourth down and 3. Northwestern may decide to go for this here. Nah, none of that. They're going to send out Finley Polk to punt for the first down tonight.
Caleb Wright on the tackle that time. Good job by Caleb. He sniffed out the screen. He knew where it was. Got it before it could get going. So Finley Polk with his first punt of the night. E.J. Ratley will stand at about his own 10-yard line. Polk not only a great quarterback, he's a really good punter. Punts away. It's a low one. Ratley looking to try to get on it and watch it bounce in front of him at about the 15-yard line, and it rolls dead. And when we come back, it'll be Rock Hill. Oh, you want to keep it right here? Okay. We'll keep it right here, guys. Sorry about that. Back at the broadcast house.
Yeah,
we'll keep it right here.
Clock's about to run up that. You know, you look at Finley Polk as a punter. He just kicks the – there's another punt inside the 20.
Yeah.
I mean, he's so good at that. And he punts the ball, he places it well where the receiver, the punt returner is not going to catch the football, and he gets a good kick. And, Gene, that ends up being a 44-yard punt inside the 20. You'll take that all day, every day.
Stakunas, along with Ratley, split to the near side. Out of the shotgun. Canup back to throw, going deep down the far sideline. Clark is out there, tie, and Clark, I think, came down with it as the horn goes off. When we come back, we'll let you know. It's Northwestern 48, Rock Hill 7 on the OTS Sports Network.
Is your child struggling in school? Do you know a student 16 to 19 years of age who has dropped out, lacks discipline, or is on a destructive path? Then give the Will Lou Gray Opportunity School a try. The military-style school provides an alternative education to young adults in need of a second chance by offering academic instruction by state-certified teachers and job-based training. Students live on campus during the 14-week program, which is virtually free. For more information, contact 803-896-6480 or at willlewgray.org.
Somebody injures somebody else due to their negligence and they're not willing to step up and make that person whole again. We're the ones that go and make that happen.
We work together to make sure that what we're doing is understanding our client. It's very difficult to be a voice for someone that you don't know.
We don't want somebody to feel alone when they're not able to provide for their family because of an injury. We want people to know that there's somebody out there that will fight for them.
We don't want you to fight your own battles. We don't want you to go it alone. We want you to call Schiller and Hamilton because we've got you back.
Schiller and Hamilton Law Firm. Don't go it alone. 803-366-0333.
Welcome back to District 3 Stadium. Gene Knight along with Chris Miller. Cast of thousands here. 12 minutes to go in this ball game. Running clock. Northwestern on top 48-7. Rock Hill gets it as we start the fourth quarter. Malik Clark with an absolute acrobatic catch at the Northwestern 45.
He took an interception away. I mean, that was intercepted. He just
jumped him.
Yeah.
Up, back to throw, going to have to step up. Cox's arm trying to get away from one tackler, not going to get away from the second and third as they'll sack him back at the 50-yard line. It's a loss on the play of about 5, 2nd and 15 for Rock Hill.
I appreciate Kaysen Knupp trying to be here or there, but you got to be careful. He was slinging the ball around trying to keep his footing, and it was Northwestern saw that, and they were actually gripping at the football there. So sometimes, yeah, you just go down, go to play another day. When you're surrounded by four defenders, normally things don't work out for you. So that's a play maybe you just think twice. Go ahead and go down, live to play another day.
Three wideouts to the far side, two to the near side. Knupp takes it back. Pressure off the edge. Going to be sacked again. Now gets away from it. Knupp doing a good job of running away from the tackling, but he gets got at the 48-yard line. So it's another loss on the play. It will be third down now and about 18.
And Gene, he is beat up. If you see, he's got one shoulder that's drooping. This might be a situation if you're Coach Birch, you say, okay, we need to get QB1 out of here. Got a big matchup against Catawba Ridge for second in the region next week. Because he's taking a beating here.
Well, I want to tell you what, Kaysen Knupp is a tough young customer. He doesn't want to come out.
No, I'm sure he does.
Players don't. They just don't at these situations. 3-by-2 they go, ball on the near side hash. Rock Hill working left to right. Back to throw, Knupp going to swing it to the near sideline, going to be caught. I think that was, it was Clausen on the catch, and that'll bring up fourth down and 13.
Already under 10 minutes to go in the game. Again, Northwestern on top 48-7. We've been on a running clock since about 3 minutes to go in the second quarter.
And you got the end zone coming up at 10 o'clock tonight. Have all the scores and 4-1-1 you need, plus analyzations. That's a big word, isn't it?
Yep. At the conclusion of this, we're going to join the York-Camden matchup until 10 o'clock. We'll have it there until 10.
3-by-2. Working up. Empty backfield. Pressure off the edge. Is he going to get away? No. Going to be sacked back at the 49-yard line. Great play that time by Northwestern as Knupp couldn't get out of it. The ball will go over on downs to Northwestern.
I think that's Mason Grist's third sack of the game.
He's had a few. Probably making a bid for that defensive player of the game.
But now it'll be Northwestern football. McCray Knight will come back out with 9:08 to go in the game. Northwestern's offense takes back over in Bearcat territory. Knight in the shotgun with Mobley and Smith in the backfield. Three wide receivers set. Screen pass complete to David Flood. Flood makes the catch and runs into a Bearcat defender after a gain of six. I'll bring up a second down and four as we go under. Now some late flags coming in.
We do have a flag at the end of the play.
Players tied up on a near sideline, on Northwestern sideline, and unfortunately.
We'll see who the flag's against here. There was, you heard the whoa, whoa, whoa from Gene because you had some altercation.
I witnessed a South Point Rock Hill fight one night, and it was not a good thing. You don't want to harm players from either team. Personal foul against Rock Hill. So that'll be 15 yards from the end of the play. So the ball will go down to inside the 30, somewhere around like the 29, 28-yard line. Trojans will have it first and 10.
Up to the 28-yard line of Rock Hill. That is enough.
Not a heady play, but emotions run high in this game.
David Flood, Evan Harrison, as well as Jashawn Reed, the receivers in for Northwestern. Now discussion with the officials. We'll remind you that high school football is brought to you by Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant, by Ideal Imports West, Celanese Road near Carolina Fresh Farms in Rock Hill, and by Palmetto Women's Center, uniting hope, health, and healing. First and 10. Northwestern with the football, under 8 minutes to go in the football game. Trojans on top of the Bearcats, 48-7. Nigel Smith goes in motion. It's a keeper by McCray Knight. Bounces to the outside, really just getting past defenders. You can see his speed there, Gene, as he found a little seam to the outside and just busted it for a gain of 11 on Trojan first.
And we got a little more extracurricular activity. Players, temperatures are boiling over a little bit here, Chris.
No flags thrown on that one. So it'll be a first and 10 Trojans out of the 18. 48-7. 7:10 clock moving as Northwestern just milking this clock. This game's going to be over in 7 minutes. So they're going to get plenty of York and Camden. Of course, at the conclusion of this, Northwestern sits back in the pocket. Knight rolls to his right. There's a pass out of the backfield. It's incomplete. But at the conclusion of this game, we will have a trophy presentation down on the field as Northwestern will win the WRHI City Championship. We will be giving that to the Trojans and head coach Paige Wofford after this game. Six and a half minutes to go in the contest. Getting ready to give you your players of the game. After this play, we'll give you your Rock Hill Coca-Cola offensive and Imperial Pools and Spas defensive player of the game for the Trojans. 6:20, clock moving, 48-7, Trojans on top. Knight with the football, looking to throw, sits back in the pocket, throws it in the back of the end zone, touchdown! Northwestern Trojans right in the middle. David Flood, a diving catch. I don't even think it was intended for him. But David Flood makes the catch, and it's 54-7 Trojans. McCray Knight showing that he is someone to be reckoned with to take over this football team next year. It'll be a competition between McCray Knight and Xavier Means for QB1 in Trojan Nation next year. And Knight giving his opportunity right there on to attempt the extra point, new into the game. New kicker is Braden Bybee. Kick is up and it's good. 55-7 Trojans lead. This is High School Football OTS Sports Network.
Do you have hail damage from the recent storm? Let Cardell Collision restore your car to like-new condition. This is Mike Hargrove. We work with most insurance companies and handle the process for you. Our local team is ready to get you back on the road. Cardell Collision, 1123 East Main Street, 803-327-0967.
Grab your running shoes for Palmetto Women's Center's Run for Life 5K, a trail run on November 9th at Westminster Park. Early registration is only $30 through October 21st. Go the extra mile in the fight for life. Info at pwcteam.org/events.
Welcome back to historic District 3 Stadium. Northwestern Trojans with a 55-7 lead with 4:46 to go in the fourth quarter. Just all Northwestern here tonight.
Will be delivered by number 51, Braden Bybee.
Again, after tonight's game, Trojans will be awarded the city championship trophy. Fish's kick. Going to go into the end zone. Touchback. Rock Hill have a first and 10 at their own 20-yard line. Bearcats have just had a really, 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 really tough night here tonight. But Rock Hill can secure second place in this region with a victory next week.
Time now to tell you about our Imperial Pools and Spas defensive player of the game of the Northwestern Trojans. How about Jaden Baxter?
had an interception, two pass breakups, and he tackled the punter on a special teams play that set the Trojans up. To commemorate tonight's performance, Jaden gets a personalized and gray plaque. Our congratulations to Jaden Baxter, tonight's Imperial Pools and Spas Defensive Player of the Game for the Northwestern Trojans.
And after this play, we'll give you the Rock Hill Offensive Player of the Game. Pass to the outside, going to be caught at about the 28-yard line, so that'll bring up a second down and two.
New quarterback in the game now for Northwestern, or Rock Hill, Ian Grissom, who ironically enough began his career at Northwestern. He and Finley Polk competed for the starting job going into the 10th grade year. Then Ian transferred to Louisville before transferring to Rock Hill for this season.
Grissom back to throw. Pass on the outside is caught by our Rock Hill Coca-Cola Offensive Player of the Game for tonight. That's number one, E.J. Radley. Had a 34-yard touchdown catch on the night. To commemorate tonight's performance, E.J. receives a Coca-Cola cap, T-shirt, personalized engraved plaque. Our congratulations to E.J. Radley, tonight's Rock Hill Coca-Cola Offensive Player of the Game for the Rock Hill Bearcats.
We'll give you our Rock Hill Coca-Cola Offensive Player of the Game for the Trojans after this play.
Grissom back to throw, winging it down the sideline. Man, out there, caught. Oh, dropped it at about the 28-yard line. That was number three, Malik Clark.
Well, it was almost intercepted. Northwestern wholesale substitutions in on defense in the defensive backfield, almost had a pick. Tonight's Rock Hill Coca-Cola Offensive Player of the Game for the Northwestern Trojans, C.J. Pratt. How about a great job by C.J.? 105 yards receiving, filling in for Cameron Vance. To commemorate tonight's performance, C.J. gets a Coca-Cola cap, a T-shirt, personalized, and gray plaque. Our congratulations, C.J. Pratt. Tonight's Rock Hill Coca-Cola Offensive Player of the Game.
Grissom back to throw, looking across the middle, looks for Radley again, and I think Radley came, no, incomplete. Incomplete at about the 42-yard line. So our Imperial Pool and Spas Defensive Player of the Game for the Rock Hill Bearcats, number 22, Colvin Thompson. Outstanding defensive play from his linebacker position tonight. To commemorate tonight's performance, Colvin receives a personalized engraved plaque. Our congratulations to Colvin Thompson, nice Imperial Pool and Spas Defensive Player of the Game for the Rock Hill Bearcats. Grissom, ball at the 35-yard line. Third down, going across the middle. Got a man out there at about the 45-yard line. And that is number nine, Jeremiah Hines. Hines makes the catch. And it's first and 10 for Rock Hill. A minute 14, clock rolling here in the fourth quarter. Northwestern on top, 48-7. 54-7. Whoa. 55-7. Let's give him one more point. Ball on the far side hash. Grissom takes a snap. Back to throw. Looks in the near sideline. Got his man at the midfield stripe. And then he gets pushed out of bounds. In Trojan territory at about the 45-yard line of the Trojans. Once again, that was Himes, Jeremiah Hines on the reception. 46-yard line. Gain of nine on the play. Second down a yard. Two wideouts to the near side as Rock Hill goes 2x2. Jackson to back in the backfield with Grissom. Grissom calls for it, takes a snap, rolls to the far side. Now going to tuck it and go and cuts it back at the 40. And dives close to the 35. He's going to be marked about the 37-yard line. But that's enough for the first down.
I don't know if Rock Hill's going to snap it again. Ian Grissom's trying to hurry it up, bouncing around. He wants to snap it, but there is no hurry whatsoever.
And I believe that's going to be the end of the ball game, Chris.
Yep, final score.
Northwestern Trojans, go ahead.
Yeah, final score, Northwestern, 55-7 winners. They are the Region 3-5A champions, and they're the WRHI City champions. We're going to send you now to York and Camden. For Gene Nye, Blair LeBrand, I'm Chris Miller. So long, the Trojans beat the Bearcats 55-7. You've been listening to high school football here on the OTS Sports Network.